Don't provoke God. Don't make God mad. Stay on his good side. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. And let the prophets of God, let the preachers of God, let men of God who are giving you the word of God, let them preserve you, right? And keep you safe from crashing and burning spiritually. Now look, obviously none of our salvation is in jeopardy. Because once you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you have eternal life and no man can pluck you out of his hand. And you are eternally saved and secure and you're sealed unto the day of redemption. But you know what though? Your life physically can be in jeopardy. And you can crash and burn physically, spiritually, on this earth. You can go through some messed up things on this earth. I'm trying to preserve you. Other preachers that get up behind the pulpit, they're trying to preserve you. Trying to save you from pain and suffering in this lifetime. Moses cared about the people. He preached hard. And you know, a lot of people probably thought, oh, Moses doesn't love us. Because when Moses comes down from the mountain, he's mad and killing people and laying down the law and cracking skulls. You know, what do they say about him later? Oh, you've slain the people of the Lord. You're bad. And they murmur against God. They murmur against Moses. They murmur against Aaron. Behind the scenes, Moses is up there praying intercessory prayer that saved your backside. And then he comes down and is mean to you, but he's being mean to you for your own good. He's trying to straighten you out. Oh, Moses isn't loving. He's preaching so hard on sin. Oh, he's just casting out the heretics and excommunicating rotten people. And oh, he's just so mean. What you don't understand is that the pastor actually loves you. The preacher actually loves you. The hard preacher loves you. You know who doesn't love you? Mr. Sloppy Agape doesn't love you. Mr. Smiley Happy People Baptist doesn't love you. He loves his paycheck. He loves being popular. He loves to be the big man on campus. He loves to be at the presidential prayer breakfast. He doesn't love you. The person who loves you is looking out for you and telling you the truth. Okay, Moses. He's praying for you behind the scenes, and he's ripping face when it's necessary. You know, that's the job.